Okay, with nothing heard, this is WRUA 709-10. You are listening to the GMRS Amron Directed Net on the NV725 repeater in Grants Pass, Oregon. I'm going to continue on with the Amron Emergency or Intelligence Brief for Monday, November 10th, so last Monday. It's going to be superseded by some events, but we'll still continue on with it. The routine for this, the precedence for this was routine. The current AMCON level is level 4. Stand by. Just as a quick note, there's some ratings here that you can read about in the AMRON webpage as to what they mean. The first one I have is a source from abcnews.com with a rating of C2. It says the Department of Transportation might be forced to shut down some airspace this week, and in review, the dispute between air traffic controllers and the government reached a critical juncture with severe consequences for air travel. Transportation Secretary Duffy issued a stark warning predicting mass chaos, quote, unquote. He further indicated that the possibility of closing, quote, certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it, end quote, was directly attributing this crisis to a shortage of air traffic controllers. Right? According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, approximately 1,000 or 13,000 air traffic controllers were working without pay. This unprecedented situation had a direct impact on staffing levels, particularly in high traffic areas. For instance, the FAA reported that a staggering 80% of the staff in the New York area had called out one day, indicating a widespread and coordinated protest by controllers. This significant absence of personnel in one of the busiest airspaces in the world underscores the potential for widespread disruption across the national air travel system. The implications extend beyond mere inconvenience, which raises concerns about safety and the overall efficiency of air operations if the situation is not resolved promptly, which it was, thankfully. And I'll have a side note on that at the end of this, I think. Break. Continue on. We have a source, MLive, that has a rating of B1. The Michigan National Guard chief reported constant probing by Chinese nationals at air bases, or at bases, and that's in Michigan. In review, Major General Paul D. Rogers has disclosed an ongoing and troubling campaign by Chinese nationals directed by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, to penetrate U.S. military installations and commercial sectors for the purpose of acquiring classified information. This intelligence gathering operation is designed to advance China's technological and military capabilities. A recent event at Camp Grayling involving the apprehension of 5 individuals in proximity to classified equipment underscores the immediate and active nature for these threats. Major General Rogers emphasizes the critical imperative for increased vigilance across all strata of national security and for robust counterintelligence protocols to safeguard sensitive data from this intricate and organized endeavor. Stand by. Okay, going to carry on. In local news, given the public distress over the recent government shutdown and in forward thinking, it would be wise to prepare for more events like this in our local area. And I lived in pretty bad snow country. You got to do it anyway. For instance, if you want to help your community, collect and donate to local food banks. And speaking with local food bank managers, they're wiped out daily and can't keep up with the demand. They said the best thing you can do is to donate cash for fresh food, as well as donating non-perishables. Thankfully, the shutdown ended just in time for the holidays, but it may only be temporary. January will tell us more, so be safe, be well, and please take care of each other. Okay, one last comment on the air traffic controller situation. If you're not aware, it takes almost 2 years for a person to get hired and trained to be an air traffic controller. We've had a shortage for a very long time. In addition, there's a real push to try and update the whole air traffic control system. I'm talking about the hardware, because it's been a mishmash for many, many years. Okay, that's enough of that. End of message, as I have it, and I want to thank Kimber, WRKV487, for all the work she does on this. Okay, we are going to go back and continue on and go to the Channel 3 project. The current AMRON Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave, 101 Mechanic, and Rascal. The Illinois Valley now starts at 6 p.m. and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. In addition, Illinois Valley AMRON Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are Mondays during the IRVARC nets, and all other Channel 3 checks are going to take place right now. We have several consistent operators that have great coverage in our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. There's also Cameron 644 and Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area, although I think Cameron's not going to be up tonight. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down for yourself. If you would like to give your tallies to this station, we'll be monitoring the frequency, and that would be great. But just keep note, these are people that you'll need in emergencies, and they're ones you can check in with without the repeater. As a reminder, the ham frequency for Channel 3 is 146.420 on Simplex. So I'm going to stand by for Channel 3 numbers, and I'll close the net, and if there's any questions, we'll try and answer those. I really would like to God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. So, Roger, 746, are you there?
WRKJ 746, Roger. We're going to start out on GMRS-3, then move to MERS-3, then 146-420 for the ham operators. So let's go to GMRS-3.